This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Coming up, they said it in about 15 minutes at 7:20. We will go over what they said yesterday in sports, including Garrett Crochet passive aggressively defending or standing or acknowledging the yanking last night in the sixth. Yes, Curtis, what is it?
Was that Green Day?
No, that was The Offspring.
Oh, my bad. Because I was going to say, if it was Green Day, Shime should have played Boulevard of Broken Dreams in honor of his golf match.
Shime, what about a rematch? There's been a lot of talk about that. Maybe at the Trading Post Lounge tonight, maybe they have Golden Tee.
What's Golden Tee?
What's Golden Tee?
I don't know what that is either. Yeah.
What?
Because you said a rematch.
I know what Golden Tee is. I'm not.
Golden Tee?
What is that? One of the great arcade games of all time.
Arguably the greatest Golden arcade tea. Game in the history of games. Where
the best
been?
Arcade game is when you roll the ball and it goes into one of those holes.
Ski ball? That's not an arcade game.
Yeah, it's not an arcade game.
Yes.
No.
At every arcade you can find that.
Yes, that's not... Greg means like an actual like box arcade game. Right. Like the giant
semantics.
Stand.
Arcades also have a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've never seen this. Golden Tee.
You've never seen Golden Tee?
I've seen it. I didn't know what the name of it was. The golf game with the little roller on it.
Correct.
No disrespect to John and Colleen, but... They did not expose you to the real world.
We weren't a big arcade family.
Oh, I was a huge.
We would only go at Hampton Beach. They would let me go in there for a little bit. Yeah.
All right, and you were 27 at the
time. No.
Yeah. I was a huge arcade game. I loved Pitfall.
I would get a henna tattoo, and then I'd go over to the arcade next door.
Ooh, maybe you got one from Jordan and didn't even know it.
Did
she do those?
Yeah.
I got scoop on Jordan and Bill, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll get to that at some point.
Some tea?
Because that's a newer arcade game. It's not a real original. When you think arcade games, you think of like Q-Bert, Frogger.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, obviously. Yeah. Donkey Kong was a great one. Like, that's when we were kids, we used to go there. Tron.
All right, well, if they have Golden Tee at the Trading Post tonight for pregame, Shime, maybe a rematch. And the over-under on bar pie slices, Shime, has moved to 16.5 for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
That's not that much. That's like a pie and a half.
Yeah, it's because the Bob Pizza's slices.
Eight slices. It's two pies.
It's two pies plus.
Yeah,
would be the okay. But I think you can put it down.
Oh, I know, all day.
I know I can. It's if I'll want to and or feel like it.
I know you've been eating your feelings lately.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah, just drowning myself in food, Greg, all over the place.
All right. We will get to talk to Sam Kennedy about what Garrett Crochet said last night during the front office report at 9 on today's show. But we have leads left that we got to squeeze in here. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. If you thought I was insufferable before, wait for next week because I believe Taylor Swift... Reputation is coming out on Monday. If you are a fan of The Handmaid's Tale, we had the second to last episode of the series that came out on Tuesday, and it opened with Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version. That was the first clue. The second, the AMAs take place on Monday night. That is May 26th. 5 plus 2 plus 6, which is the date, equals 13. Taylor Swift Reputation, Taylor's version, is coming out on Monday, mark my words, and I will be very difficult to listen to next week.
Okay, so for those of us who don't care.
Yeah. Well, I think actually...
You're speculating about... All of you Swifties are speculating about when her album comes out. Is this an album of new songs, or is she just doing what she does all the time, reworking her old stuff so that you have to go out and buy it again?
It's not like that, actually. She redoes the albums so that she is the owner of them, because Scooter Braun screwed her. Uh-huh. But, yes, this will be a re-release of the Reputation album. There will be vault songs, so there will be some new songs added, but it's her re-recording.
Songs we've heard?
Almost all, yeah.
So then what's the big deal?
Well, that's
because
what she's
they
been
probably
doing
use
over
different
and over
type
again.
Of
yeah,
engineering
they
to
sound
make the
different.
Sound.
Some of them are new versions, like All Too Well 10-minute version that was on a Taylor's version. Anyway, I know a lot of people in Twitch text in, I don't care. When I actually meet people out in the real world, IRL, a lot of people will come up to me and say, I don't care about Taylor Swift, but when you tell me something, I can go to my 8-year-old daughter or my 12-year-old daughter, and I'll have some scoop that maybe they haven't told me yet, and I seem cool. So there you go.
It's like a public service that you are doing for those who listen to this show who don't care about Taylor Swift, but their family members.
Right. Yes, you can say, hey, what are you thinking about Monday? AMAs, 526.
For the 14 and under girls, putting that out there. Yep.
Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says, I should not mock Taylor Swift because she is clearly very talented.
Oh, I would not pay that much mind. That person is deranged.
Nope, she is very talented. I know James loves her. And Greg...
James does love her.
Greg says he doesn't like her. Inside scoop, I've been told by multiple people, he's been to a concert back in the day. And when I've been in the car with Greg, he once asked me to put on a Taylor Swift song. So fraudulent... Is Greg Hill.
Closet Taylor fan right there.
Exactly.
Time for you to come out, Greg. Yeah.
Bud, I think it's well documented how whipped I am. Mm. And I once went to a concert with a woman that I was dating. All that is it.
All I have a costume idea. Yeah. Halloween. What? You are a block of feta. DMs has a whip.
All right. I like that costume idea.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah, I just think it's a little bit fraudulent to take all of your old albums, tweak them up a little bit volume-wise, and then re-release them and make these people in your cult buy them.
We're not buying them. It's on Spotify. We pay anyway. They get released there. You don't need to go out and buy an album like back in your day. The fact that Scooter Braun stole her lullabies, which she says in one of her songs, her stolen lullabies, she should re-record, so she owns and has the rights to all of her music.
Masters.
All
right. Yeah. Okay.
I just would like to ask, at what age should you stop having a favorite number?
Never.
Never.
All right. So her favorite number is 13,
yes.
Huh?
Have a little personality, Curtis.
Right.
Jesus.
A lot of athletes have their favorite. What do you think Tom Brady's favorite number is, Curtis? I'll give you one guess.
Well, it was his number on the football
exactly.
field.
Favorite number.
All right.
It's his favorite number. It's his jersey number.
Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, what's up?
All right, good morning. So I'm going to kind of jump into the world of Curtis's lead a little bit because I heard Brad Stevens say this a couple days ago, and Curtis kind of brought it up at the exit conference. And talking about the CBA and that they knew it was coming for a few years and the whole, getting under the second apron and all that other stuff. So the question that I'm asking, he's talking about this knowing that it's coming, but I wonder how much Chisholm has to say about all of the stuff that's going on with the penalties and the payroll now that he's the new owner, because Brad is like, oh, we saw this coming. We're preparing for it. But what if the new owner has a different plan? And when
he's the owner now.
Okay, you think we see him enact that new plan potentially this summer? Or
he's the one who's... wallet is on the line on things.
Right, but it doesn't make it seem like it is, right? Because they're always talking about we knew about this, we were preparing for this. Like, it almost seems like Brad and Wick are all talking about, oh, we knew this and we're preparing. And I just wonder where Chisholm falls into that now that he is the new owner.
Huh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it doesn't, what if he comes in and he says, you know what? I'm a Jaylen Brown fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to move on from
it.
You know, or you know what? I think that we can get a lot for Jaylen Brown.
I think Bill Chisholm is a big fan of money, like everybody in that position, yeah, more than anything else.
All right.
That's all he cares about.
I mean, it's figuring out the bottom line. He's a guy that was in private equity. I think he bought the team, and he wants to maximize the investment, and he will do whatever it takes to get there.
But I think he probably has to look at next season without Jason Tatum.
Right.
And figure out what is going on there so that they're not, like, the place isn't empty and they're not losing money. You know what I mean? I mean, that you want to make, you have to want to make money
right
your first season with the thing, you know? So,
well, that is going to be, because even if, like, Curtis's lead where you moved on from, let's say, Jrue Holiday and Porzingis, right? And you brought Derek White and Jaylen Brown back. Is that a team that people are going to, like, at the beginning of the season feel like, all right, super confident in with?
No, I don't think they're going to feel super confident.
Right, and the expectations are not going to be high. So aren't people going to kind of, not necessarily check out, but next year being like, all right, it's kind of a throwaway year, and we're really like, who was the guy that you did the thing for, Curtis, the audio you played? What was his name?
Kevin O'Connor.
Like where he says they're really more focused on the 2026 season? So does the owner go, all right, it's a throwaway year, and let's figure out how we could save money the best way to really focus on 2026?
Yeah. You mean you're talking about 2026, 2027.
Right.
Yeah,
the next season is 25 and 26.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, the 2026, 2027 season.
All yeah, right. I think what they should do is either bring it back basically intact or offload Jaylen Brown, begin the process of ripping the Band-Aid off and reestablishing the roster for when Tatum's healthy.
What do you think Jason Tatum wants? Do you think he wants Jaylen Brown to remain here?
I think so.
I don't think he's too worried either way.
Yeah,
really?
Okay. I don't think they hate each other. That was overblown, but I don't think they're close.
I think bigger question is, what does Jaylen Brown want to do? Or what would he want?
You think they're asking him?
No.
I think they would ask Jason Tatum.
No. Would he want to come back and play second fiddle to Tatum?
Well, he already has. I mean,
but is that what he really wants? Or would he be open to, like Curtis said, if you trade him to...
I don't think he wants to be traded. Every time it's come up, he's been upset about it.
Well, because it's insulting to be in trade talks.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think people are interested in that. What I think, I mean, excited by it, but what I think is, if this roster is going to just, it's not going to remain where it is, and we're going to look back, I think, sadly, in 20 years at the fork in the road of Tatum's injury, because there might have been the thought, give it a go next year, even if they lose to the Knicks, but with the uncertainty of Tatum's future and the need to rebuild this roster, I feel like Brad Stevens would be silly not to entertain trade talks for Jaylen Brown.
And you heard Jaylen Brown on Celtic City talk about how they booed him and, like, his frustration with the fans. Like, so you don't think that if he was traded to Houston, what do you think Houston fans would be saying? That's the guy. That's our alpha. This is his team. You don't think that he might want some of that because he already has his championship, knowing that if he comes back, you know, he's here next year. When Tatum comes back, he then moves back to kind of playing second fiddle where
beta as opposed to alpha.
Yeah, right,
and you could get like a mansion for $500,000 in Houston.
Oh, yeah, that money in Houston will go a long way. But that's why I would say I wonder if Jaylen Brown would be all for if they said, hey, we got a package to send you to Houston. Do you want to go?
Go somewhere where you're going to be the guy.
You're
going to be the superstar. Yeah, maybe he does want that. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he does. Because it seems like he loves Boston. It seems like he's really invested in what he does in the community. But
he could still do that. But when you hear him talk, I agree with Curtis on some of the things. He loves being involved in the community because he is a great guy. But I don't know if he loves the fans the way we think he does. Because I don't know if he feels the love from them, you know, like he should.
Yeah, I just have one question on the second apron talk. Prior to Wick Grosbeck calling in when we were at Wachusett, how many people that listen and engage with this show said it was a fait accompli that the Celtics were going to unload stars this offseason.
Oh, I was on board.
Not many.
No, nobody talked about it until Wick brought it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once Wick brought it up.
So make me understand this. So everybody that says it's obvious never talked about it before the owner came on this show and said it's going to happen.
No, and you were shocked, as was everybody, that he said it that day.
Right. So now it's like, oh, it's obvious they have to do it. Well, where were you 2 months ago?
All right, we're going to have to get to my lead coming up before we get to They Said It, which is fine. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped the last one to the Mets, 5-1, the final from Fenway. Garrett Crochet went 5 1/3, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 5. The guys now turn their attention to the Orioles at Fenway. First pitch tonight at 6:45 with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NBA, it took overtime in the Knicks, giving up a 17-point fourth-quarter lead, but the Pacers take game one against them in New York, 138-135, the final. And in the NHL, the Stars take game one against the Oilers in Dallas, 6-3, the final in that one. Some sad news in the NFL. Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65. He died peacefully in his sleep. And the Tush Push lives to see another day. It reportedly was a heated discussion between NFL owners and league executives, but the proposal did not pass despite 22 owners voting to ban the play. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Shime, your guy Dave, this weekend, Boston Calling. Are you going?
I am not. Is that going to get rained out? Is that like a thing?
No. Rain or shine when it comes to
concerts, right?
A festival and a concert. Yeah.
Shime's going to see Dave next week in Virginia.
No, I'm also very excited. OAR announced yesterday tickets officially on sale for their performance. I think it's like June 3rd or something here in Boston at the MGM Fenway.
When you're at a Dave show, do you ever tee up the hacky sack and miss it?
Nope. I've actually, I'll be honest, never hacky sacked in my life.
I can't believe you're not going.
Yeah.
There's some good Sublime is playing, and there's some really, really good acts, Shime. I can't believe you're not going to go see Dave. You love him.
I know. It's tough. I got some stuff going on this weekend. So.
Okay. We are going to get to They Said It momentarily. Real quick, my lead. If you own an NFL franchise, can you just declare it to be the favorite of Americans everywhere? Or is there some kind of a ruling that is required on that? Marjorie Harris, who is one of the owners of the Washington Commanders, said this yesterday.
We have so much to look forward to. And look, the Commanders are America's team. And so what better place to have the NFL draft than in the mall?
Okay.
I think she forgot about the Cowboys that are in her division.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. I mean, is there some? Does Congress need to rule on it? Or, I mean, it's been America's team in Dallas since I was a child. Yeah. I mean, can you just declare your team, the Commanders, to be America's team?
No, I don't think so. Well, I mean, if you're talking about the draft in particular, like you could say, you know, the main spot for America, like the country's, you know, center, heart.
I understand that Washington, D.C. is the headquarters of our government.
Right.
And, patriotism, perhaps, and such. But I don't think you can just say that without a ruling, at least by the other NFL
owners. Jerry Jones, he probably trademarked America's team.
He probably
so you
did.
Might want to be careful there.
Was she going to get hit with a cease and desist?
Can I also, if we're going to talk about banning other people from saying things, can we stop with, like, Commander Nation or, like, there's Raider Nation and Red Sox Nation.
And that's it.
That's it. Not Patriot Nation, not Celtic Nation, not Yankee Nation. There's two. Every time a team is discussed, you say nation. It's not how it works.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, finally, those are our leads. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring, finally, those who built this city. Those who drive, those who construct, those who care for others at our hospitals and medical institutions, those who get the food where we need the food to be. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com as one who has helped to build this city. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with Garrett Crochet, who was pulled after 5 1/3 last night. And he wasn't, didn't seem entirely thrilled about it. Had a back and forth with reporters, so the cut's a little long. But here was Garrett Crochet talking about getting pulled and kind of his reaction.
I wasn't made aware of it before the game, thankfully. That's the last thing I want on my mind when I'm, you know, going out there ready to lay it all on the line. I have a lot of love and respect and trust in the front office and the coaching staff here. So if that's their call, you know, I'm going to respect that.
So when he came out to get you there, I could tell you were a little frustrated, but what was the conversation like there?
Yeah, I was frustrated. Just wanted, you know, a chance to pick up my teammates, be in the bullpen. They've obviously, you know, worked really hard this series, and I wanted to try and keep them out of it as much as possible.
Is it annoying that it comes on a day after the bullpen went 11 innings?
It's tough. You know, looking my teammates in the eye following in a game, I'd like to think, or I'd like to be able to, you know, do that after laying it all on the line. It is what it is. So, you know, not my call. I throw into the ball. It's taken out of my hand. I respect their decision. That's really all there is to it.
He kind of, I guess,
appreciate that they're looking out for you the way they are, and try, you know, because it's not sort of a traditional buildup.
Yeah, but I mean, 32 starts through 146 innings. It's, you know, I feel like I'm built up for it. You know, I've thrown 100 pitches. I don't know how many times this season. If I had to throw out a guess, I'd say 6, 7. So I like to think that I'm built up for that workload at this point. You know, obviously the focus is on being healthy in October, which I understand. But, you know, my focus right now is, you know, looking out for my teammates, trying to pick up slack when there needs to be. And if I'm going to be, you know, the starting pitcher that we're looking towards right now, it's, I want to go out there and lead the league in innings. You know, I want to throw as many innings as possible. So
I love the guy. But, you know, so what do you pull him at, 85?
Something like that.
I mean,
he was wailing and dailing.
Yeah, and if he looks good and he wants to stay in there, let him stay in there.
And especially
like, and you're not going to get to October if you don't win some more baseball.
Right,
games.
Especially in a game where you know it's 1-1, and this is an opportunity for you to sweep a series, which you haven't done all season long. And you could tell he's cruising. And what you do is you say, okay, at least we'll give him to the seventh. Right, he wasn't in trouble. Because I think he just struck out Soto, and then that's when they pulled him. So he wasn't in trouble. It wasn't like, you know, he's starting to get touched a little bit. You let him go until he starts to get, all right, he's getting a little bit of trouble. Maybe we pull him. And it just, I don't know why they did that. I don't know why Cora did it. Like you said, he's somebody who said, like, I can go 100 innings. Yeah. Like, it's nothing.
And Cora, we all love him. I love the guy. But the Red Sox
pitches,
lead.
100 innings.
No, 100 pitches, yeah, 100.
The Red Sox lead the league in one-run losses. And if we're going to, you know, criticize coaches in close games for not doing the right thing, last night defied logic that you were doing that with your bullpen. Even if your bullpen wasn't taxed, it's silly to take them out at 85 pitches. But given what that sweep would have meant, an opportunity to get a little momentum, such a big mistake by Cora.
Oh, and was it yesterday afternoon on the afternoon show where Cora was saying he wanted him to go 6 or 7, I believe? So, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
What's next, Shine?
Well, speaking of Alex Cora on the afternoon show, Greg, he was on with the afternoon program yesterday. He responded. He was given the opportunity to respond to his critics for the whole thing about going to his daughter's graduation and missing time. And here was Alex Cora.
People talk about my sacrifices as a manager, yeah, missing a soccer game, missing whatever, you know, whatever she had going back home in Puerto Rico. How about the sacrifices she has made over 22 years because your dad is a public figure and he's a baseball player and he's a baseball coach, right? There's a lot of sacrifices, you know, and for me, kind of like pay it forward. You know, and, you know, hopefully we have to do it again for grad school. And then, I don't know, the twins are 7. So whenever they graduate from high school, I will go to that one. I don't know if I'm going to be managing. If I'm managing, I'm going to that one. And then I'll do the same thing. We all have families. We all have principals. This is my job. This is not my life. My life is my family. And she wanted us to be together. So we did that and we had a blast. You know, I cannot change the mindset of people, you know, I'm just me, you know, and, you know, for those who didn't like it, well, you know, I'm not going to try to change their mind. I'm just going to keep living my life.
Wow.
I love him.
Good for him.
Yes.
It's kind of mind blowing to me because I know Curtis was saying it, but I didn't realize there were so many people, you know, in the media or whoever he's talking about that were criticizing him for missing, one of 162 in May.
Like people criticize guys when their wife goes into labor and then they're missing a game.
Yeah, but like, not really during the regular season. Like, all right, I get it in the playoffs if that's something that happens. Like, I get where, like, somebody will criticize a guy in the postseason. I mean, I did it myself with Tuukka Rask when he, you know, was leaving the bubble to go home to his daughter. And obviously,
yeah,
we don't know the situation, but, you know, it made it seem like she was all good and, she, you know, everything was good. So I get the criticism of a guy in the playoffs. I just don't get the criticism of a guy like, in the regular season.
And they won. Like, why? It's crazy that we're still having a discussion about it.
And
like,
I didn't realize there was that many people. I thought it was just Curtis.
No, there were a lot.
I was like, all right. And I'm like, damn, Cora really must be listening if he said, you know what? I'm going right after that Curtis fellow on the radio. I didn't realize it, but.
Yeah. I would say this. Nope. I won't speak for anybody else because I don't know what other people said. Of course you go to the graduation. Every time. And if you were playing in Kansas City And the graduation was at Boston College. You miss the game. You come here. You spend the day and you go back, meet the team the next day. What I was just saying, it was shocking to me when I saw it because of the time of the commencement, where the commencement was, where his office is. It's simple. That's all. I don't think he's a bad guy. I also don't know if he's a good father because he went to the graduation. Like that, nobody knows how he is as a father. He seems like a nice guy, but he's certainly the posts on Instagram and what he's been saying. He says he doesn't care about it. He certainly does.
Yeah, but if you were the manager of the Red Sox, Curtis, which I think you'd be qualified to do, and James is graduating from college, and James says to you, hey, Dad, I'd really like for you to take the entire day. Mm-hmm. I know graduation ends at 2, but I would like to do a dinner all family together. You wouldn't say no to James.
I would say, James, that's a great idea. Let's do it at 9:30, or we'll do it tomorrow. Have fun with mom and the kids and your classmates. Like, and I'm with James every second of my life. I leave work. I'm with him from 10 a.m. until he goes to sleep. I will not feel guilty later on saying that I wasn't there because I'm there every day.
Maybe they have unlimited flex days over there now, and we just don't know about it. I mean, we should ask Sam Kennedy about that at 9.
It's just my honest reaction to seeing the story. I know it's, you know, popular to say, oh, look at me. I'm a virtue signaling great person because I celebrate it. When I saw the story, it struck me as odd. That's all. I don't think he's a bad guy. Shouldn't go to jail. Seems like a nice gentleman.
What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to football. The tush push, as we talked about earlier, was not banned by the NFL owners. It lost at a 22-10 vote. I know Wiggy wants you to be able to kind of change the rule a little bit so that defenders can push each other too and allow for an even playing field. Well, one defender, former defender in the NFL, Booger McFarland, happy that the tush push is still around. Here was Booger yesterday.
I'm extremely happy that it's still around. I was one of the ones that's been against it, guys. I think that if you look at the play, number one, everybody has the opportunity to do it in the National Football League. We've seen the Buffalo Bills try to do it, well, with some success with Josh Allen. But everyone could do this play if they want to. And I thought it would really be unfair to punish the Eagles because they have perfected this play based on their quarterback and his physical structure and how strong he is and based on how good their offensive line is. I get it. It's a quote-unquote dangerous play based on what may happen, but until I see some injury data of something that has happened, I'm going to be where I am now, which is in favor of the tush push moving on.
All right. You know what? I can't wait till we talk to Ninko tomorrow because I think he might be against it where
– Ninkovich is – he wanted it banned.
Yeah, he might be. I thought when we talked to him before, because of the defense having an unfair advantage. All right, if you want to keep the tush push – here's what I would recommend. Those two guys that are behind them can't push the quarterback. Why can't you do that? Why can you? Why the two guys that are behind the quarterback, if your quarterback is that strong and that's his, you know, ability that other quarterbacks don't have, then guess what? What's he need help from two other guys pushing him for? Then just go with the regular quarterback sneak that we've seen for 80 years. The advantage is, it's not that the quarterback is that strong. That plays into it. But the advantage is the two guys that are pushing the quarterback and pushing the offensive line. So if you don't give the defense that same advantage, then just say, hey, we're not going to remove the tush push. You just can't push the quarterback.
But if every other team did this, Wiggy, the NFL would then just outlaw it. So, like, if you really want to get it outlawed because you think it's, like, a boring play or you hate it and you don't think it's a football play, every team in the NFL should be doing this, and yet there's only one that
does it successfully. No, but why? So
if you want the Eagles to be penalized for figuring a way to do something that has been allowed in the league and to do it better than anybody else. That doesn't seem right.
I don't think Lamar Jackson should be able to run for first downs because my quarterback can't do that.
I don't know if it's
I don't think Jaden Daniels should be able to run on fourth down. He had a higher success rate than the tush push last year.
I don't know if it's
the Commanders shouldn't be able to go for on fourth and three because they're successful overwhelmingly.
I don't know if it's been allowed because I think that I can't remember when I played. You couldn't push or carry the running back.
Yeah, the rule changed, Wiggy. After you played, I think it was like the mid to late 2000s that rule changed.
Yeah, so the advantage is, and I'm not saying you're you're taking away from the game. Mm-hmm. You're just giving the advantage to the offense because he's being pushed by two other guys. Why can't he do the push?
Every other rule in the NFL is geared towards the offense, Wiggy. Like, what do you expect? Of course, it's geared towards the offense.
That's what I'm trying to help out the defense.
But, Wiggy, if just all the people in Boston right now that are ripping the fact that the league didn't ban it, if the Patriots were executing a tush push, 100% of the people in the sound of my voice would say the other team should learn how to stop it.
100%. If Cam Newton was still the quarterback, like, and that's what they were doing, 100%.
Point out where I'm wrong there, Wiggs.
That is, they said it, quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. And Wiggy brought it up. Rob Ninkovich will be with us tomorrow morning at the Lobster Trap. So we'll get to ask him about this and other things, this Patriots season, all of that. And you will get to hang out with Rob Ninkovich tomorrow morning. And with actor, rapper Slane, who is going to be with us tomorrow as well. News with Courtney coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Coastal communities in New England are bracing for a nasty nor'easter today. I don't want to step on Curtis's toes, but wind gusts are expected to be 50 miles per hour this afternoon, right in time for us to drive to the Cape. Here's Plymouth Harbor Master Chad Hunter on WHDH.
We don't have a ton of recreational boats in at this time. A lot of commercial boats, and they take precautions during wind events, add extra lines, check their bilges, make sure nothing will blow off the deck. So we only probably have about 10 to 20% occupancy for the recreational boaters on moorings, but we'll be keeping a close eye on them.
All right, batten down the hatches. I hope somebody has secured everything on 1+8 rings in Nantucket Harbor.
Ooh. True.
Curtis.
I have a question. So we don't always get these nor'easters in the spring. Do they still do the live shot in Channel 4 in front of the salt pile?
Probably near a nice body of water to see the white caps in the back.
But Curtis, did you say during your forecast earlier 4 inches of rain today in some areas?
In some areas. That's and sick. I don't know if you guys know this. You're not all meteorologists like I am. Did you know that for 1 inch of rain, it is equivalent to a foot of snow?
Wow,
so if this were an actual nor'easter, that would be 4 feet.
Wow, I didn't know that.
All right. Well, be careful out there today, and we will make our way to the Cape for roadshow number 2. We'll see you at the Trading Post tonight at about 7:30.
I don't think I have an umbrella. I might have to go get one.
Somebody can help you with that.
Yeah. A Scituate daycare worker has been accused of assaulting children. She was in front of a judge yesterday.
What?
Yeah, 29-year-old Lily Garofola was charged with more than a dozen counts of assault after she was accused of picking up and slamming several toddlers at Little Steps Learning Center on the ground and against walls.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't understand why people get into a role like this, whether it's teacher, daycare worker, preschool teacher, and don't love children. Like,
right.
What is wrong? Like, okay, so is she going to be, she's being charged?
Being charged. It was a newly hired teacher's aide who witnessed the abuse and went to police about it.
God bless that person.
Yes, absolutely. We can hear some courtroom audio from WHDH.
They were all similar instances. We have grabbing and twisting the victim's arm, yelling angrily in the face. Aggressive man yells at the children sitting improperly, then violently lifts the child by both arms and slams the child into a seat while yelling in his face.
What the? Yeah. What is wrong with these people?
Yo, she.
Yeah.
Some parents would be like, "Oh, that's grounds for going and doing something crazy to a
teacher." I would kill that person if I knew how. I'm not very talented.
Somebody should do it to her and see how she likes it.
Right.
Like, slam her against, grab her by the arm, slam her against the wall, and see how she likes it.
But, why work with kids because they infuriate you that much?
Because
work at McDonald's or Dunkin' or any other place
on
Earth.
Here's the issue, Shime. People think, I love kids. I love dogs. I love this. I love that. I want to work with kids. But then when they work with them or they get the dog and they see how much of a responsibility it is, and when maybe they're, you know how kids are. Maybe they're having bad days and they're not acting right, or they come from homes where they don't act right. And then now that's why you got to know that field that you get into. You got to have extreme patience.
But that's why you can just quit. It's a job. Right.
How
it's
is her bail $1,000?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Her bail was set to $1,000, and she's ordered to stay away from anybody under the age of 16.
Should be locked up forever.
Yeah,
she should be locked up forever.
Yep.
And they should also tell her she can never have kids herself, ever.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. It's terrible.
All right, what's next?
Yesterday in Dedham, Judge Bev halted the Karen Reed retrial and had to speak to every juror individually at sidebar. Mm. It was very interesting. She announced when she got there that she was made aware of an issue and needed to turn off all cameras and speak to every juror individually at sidebar with counsel. Mm. And so it delayed everything, obviously. Here's some courtroom audio from Boston 25.
An issue has come to my attention that is going to make it necessary that I talk to each one of you individually over at sidebar with counsel. So that process will take a little while. So I'm going to don't speculate as to what I'm going to talk to you about. Please, when you go back to the deliberation room, talk about anything but this case, and I'll see each of you individually. And the process may take the cameras will be shut off. And I'm going to talk to the lawyers about whether we no filming.
Uh-oh, somebody's flapping their gums, one of them jurors. That's exactly what they're doing.
But then it continued. All jurors were there once it resumed, court resumed. It is getting more and more interesting. Like, one of my cousins, who I love dearly, it's so wild that she and I can both watch the same trial, the same retrial, read the same articles, and feel completely differently about the case.
Well, that exists on this show.
Right.
You and I feel differently than Curtis.
Yeah.
So it's...
I'm just open-minded.
Great. Yes, that is how you are often described by many listeners.
Yep.
Open-minded. Very open-minded.
When's this case over?
I don't know. Probably
July.
Month, probably.
Jesus.
Is Judge Bev going to get her own reality show out of this?
She hopes.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news with Courtney coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.